Sorry about that, folks. I didn't mean to throw you off and thinking we were actually leaving. I forgot it was Wednesday because I didn't look down at my sheet in my program here. And, of course, it's Wednesday. It's me and Baynard Woods, who's the Baltimore editor of the city, senior editor of the city papers with us. Baynard, how you doing?
Hey, Mark, doing great.
Didn't mean to slight you there, brother. Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
So tell us what is happening in the city paper this week. This is our fun for the summer issue, right?
Yeah, we have our sizzling summer issue. It's the one of the biggest issues of the year, and it's just packed full of thousands of events, all of the calendars of all of the stage events, all of the theater events, art shows that are going to be coming up, farmers markets, Ocean City getaways, other beach alternatives, just full of them. Brandon Weigel, our calendar editor, it's his nightmare week of the year because it's really just thousands and thousands of every concert of the year is listed on a big pullout of the summer that you can hang up, see what you want to go see. So it's packed full of information as always, but we've also got some really spectacular stories in it. One, we went around and tested 116 different bars, draft beer temperatures, the I-team with our special scientific thermometers. So we're all still a little hungover here at this Alternative Weekly. After 116 warmish draft beers, but the Pulaski Liquor Emporium had 28 degree beer, so it is officially Baltimore's coldest beer. We also have a spectacular story that Edward Erickson Jr. did on a group called the Nomads, who are custom van enthusiasts, have been doing it together since the 60s, 70s, and this is the best sentence in the issue. The Nomads were a black hippie gearhead nudist club trucking all over the mid-Atlantic and deep into redneck white folk territory.
Well, I have to get this issue, obviously.
Yeah, so that's just a spectacular piece. And then Van Smith did a Battle of North Point pub crawl, so he shows you how to do it yourself, and you can go and kayak and see... Start on a kayak and then go and hit all of the various pubs that are along the route that the British made as they were attacking for the Battle of North
Point. Is there a law about kayaking and drinking?
Well, you part of it you can't do by kayak. You'll have to get a designated driver or walk.
Or paddler.
Or paddler. And I'm not sure the laws of kayaking. Maybe we ought to ask some of the House of Delegates about that, about boating and drinking.
Ooh. Okay. Anybody of mind? No, never mind.
Well, no, not particularly. We have a minor league road trip where Charlie Vassalero goes around to a variety of all of the minor league baseball stadiums in the area and watches a game there.
And they are actually really fun places to go to. There's Salisbury or out in Frederick. That's a different feel you get in those games out there than you get in the stadium. Though I love our stadium here. It's the best stadium in the country, but it's a very different feel. It's like 1950s baseball.
Yeah, it really is. It's like instead of going to an arena to see a rock show, you know, going to a small bar or something somewhere.
Best beers while tubing?
Yes, and so we also have to bring the water, the drinking and the water thing back, since that's what we were all thinking of this summer. We have the best beers to drink while you're tubing and some tips on how not to litter. So affix your hard case cooler so that it doesn't get crunched up and filled with water and sink in a tube of its own. And we have a lot of local beers that are good craft beers, but not going to be too heavy on the you know, alcohol percentage and have you black out or something on your tubing trip.
I'll check that out, though. I got to tell you that some of the most obnoxious people on the planet are those tubers who drink as I try to kayak or go down a river. They are the worst on the planet. I want to take.
Well, they're drinking those heavy beers that are too strong. We're teaching you how to do it light and right. And we have a profile of a guy who takes you over the Bay Bridge, the Geferophobic holiday, meaning fear of bridges. And for all of the people who are terrified of the Bay Bridge, there's a service that will drive you across, a modern day ferry service, so to speak, but in your own automobile. And we have a great story about that. About how this came to be.
So we will pick up your issue. Just open that little box in the street corner, pick out your city paper, and check it out. I'll go grab this issue and see what the best beers are. And thank you so much, Baynard. Always good to talk to you.
All right, thank you. And great conversation with Bats this morning, too.
Thank you. I hope it was good. It was very interesting.
And with Lester. Great show today all around.
Thank you very much, man. Appreciate it.
All right, see you next week.
Next week, Baynard. Baynard Wood, senior editor of the city paper. Now we are done. So I can really say what I was about to say earlier, which is... The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is still Andre Melton. Our intern still is Alex Boston. You can hear the show and find out information about our guests, the articles they've written, what they're talking about, connections to the Daily Howler, to Denver's article, and more by going to steinershow.org. It's all right there. You can also podcast our shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, I'm Mark Steiner, and we're going out with Oh, You Pretty Things by David. Not Bowie. I say that just to get my producers upset. And the bass player from this era, Trevor Boulder, died on this day in 2013. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.
What are we coming to? No room for me, no fun for you. I think about a world to come where the books were found by the golden ones, written in pain, written in all by a puzzled man who questioned what we were here for. All the strangers came.